BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Charlie Sloth is back on Real or No Real. Another edition of Bangers. What do you get told before you interview Will.i.am? And on day two of the triumphant return of Innuendo Bingo, it's the internet, Alfie Days.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Mills here. It's day two of the triumphant return of Innuendo Bingo. It was great yesterday to have it back. Oh, so how good. I've missed it.
I was watching it back last night on the iPlayer, and I was lying in bed. So lying in bed, you can just imagine it, lying there.
Watching yourself.
Big TV, and you look what it's up against there. You see the big giants of the BBC iPlayer, huge shows. The Night Manager.
Oh, big.
That the O.J. Simpson show.
Oh, yeah. Is it next to that?
It's in the same area. You watch it on a big screen like that. And I was thinking to myself, my word, look where Innuendo Bingo is now.
Look at us.
All those doubters who thought that it couldn't be as big as this. Look at it now.
Yeah, check us out. Front page of BBC iPlayer next to The Night Manager. Thank you. You can watch it on Big Telly later as a little treat. Yesterday we had Joe Jonas and his wacky friends from DNCE on the show, and they were great. Next, it's Mary Berry on the Sport Relief Bake Off. Do you have Bake Off in America? It's a massive show here. It's people making cakes, big. And here, Mary is particularly impressed with what funny man Jason Manford has laid out in front of her.
I think it's rather a practical shape that I think people could copy, because you've got something to hold at the end and pop it in your mouth.
Mary Berry. You can watch it on BBC iPlayer, like Chris just said. So day two, and it's Alfie Days getting it hard in the face at 1:45. No one is excited as Bethan. Do you love him?
Yes, I do very much.
Do you find a lot of your life revolves around what Alfie is doing online?
Yes, of course.
Okay, give me an update. What's the latest?
We've been like releasing lots of new merchandise for his fans, and he's been doing loads of great things. I watch all of his vlogs every day, all of his main channel, and I follow him on all social media to catch up on what he's doing.
You make it sound like a full-time job. You have to follow him on all the social media.
Yeah.
So you must be pretty excited to see him on Innuendo Bingo today.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I know he's played it before, I think with Joe Sugg, but obviously this is the original home of Innuendo Bingo. This is where it all started.
Yes.
So we're pleased to have him on today.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Did you see that picture of him in Zoella's pants?
Yes, I did.
That was weird, right?
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Apparently, like, Zoella got hate on the newspaper about showing picture and underwear, so then Alfie did the same thing to like show respect towards Zoe and show equality and stuff.
You know absolutely everything, don't you?
Yeah.
You're a proper fan. Okay, listen, you can watch it on the Radio 1 website, even on your phone, so get your phone out at 1:45. I'll tell you when to press play on it, okay?
Okay.
And you'll be able to watch it live, or it'll be on iPlayer later on if you miss it, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right, Bethan, thank you, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
I'm just thinking about, now that Bingo's back, who do we want, like, the next big star on it to be?
Oh, that's a great question.
Obviously, you know, we'll get all your reality TV favourites on, standard. But who do we want, like, the next big one? We've had, like, Will Ferrell play this game. Hugh Jackman.
I've not even thought that big. Do you know what I mean? You're right. We should be kind of doing a bucket list of people.
And no offence to the ones this week that we've chosen for our star lineup. I mean, they're good names. Laura Whitmore tomorrow. Greg James. Big.
Jake Wood.
Max Branning on Friday. Think about it, everybody.
Who would
actual
like?
Max Branning getting in the face. A lot of people say, when I see it on Twitter and that, say Brooklyn Beckham would be good. I don't know why.
Who would you like, though?
I would quite like...
Think big. I mean, think really big.
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, that's a good
one. No offence, I didn't mean... Yeah. She's a huge name.
Yeah.
She'd be great at it, I think.
Schumer,
definitely, yes. I mean, we are thinking big here, but look at the names we've got in the past. You know? Anyone else you can think of, you can put it on Twitter, at BBCR1, text 81199. We're talking big names here for the return of Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Alfie Days. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Good. I'm so pleased we've got you on Innuendo Bingo today. Now, we've just been having major discussions about choice of outfit. So what have you gone for? Because I know you didn't want to wreck your jeans.
Yeah, so I think I've pulled it off. These are currently, I don't even know what they are, you know.
Just some kind of underwear.
they're boxes. They're Larry boxes.
Yeah, they're quite out there. I think there's a zombie on them.
But this is why I like you, Alfie, is because you were worried about your trousers. Then one of the team here said, look, we've got no spare clothes. There's some underneath my desk, but it's all T-shirts and jumpers and stuff. And you're fine because you've got a spare T-shirt. But we did manage to come back with some boxers, as if that's going to work. You know, we can give you some spare pants.
But they just look like kind of Hawaiian shorts that you'd wear on the
beach. They're quite long, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, I think they're all right.
You can't tell they're actual pants. And let's be honest, it's not the first time we've seen you in underwear online recently.
And last time I was on Radio 1 as well, I was wearing like a dress or something, so...
See, it's normal. We saw you in Zoe's pants the other day.
Cheeky little picture.
Yeah. Did you get them from a special drawer, or were they just lying around? You thought, I'm going to have a go on those.
The worst thing is that they're actually mine.
What?
No,
they weren't.
Nah.
What I liked about the picture, and I've seen it, is is like you just let people see a little touch of...
Yeah, just leave them wanting more. That's what it's about, isn't it? Just a tiny little bit.
But Alfie, be honest then. Does that mean you've been sat there taking loads and loads of pictures of yourself in underwear?
Did you not? I texted them to you. Did you not get them?
Is this going to become a regular thing as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think part of the routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were comfy.
How did it feel?
No, they weren't really. They were not comfy. They were definitely not comfy.
I've never tried it. How did it feel?
Squished.
Squished.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Squished.
How many times did you take that picture before you're like, yeah, that's the one?
I took like 20, and then I realised I had to be in Snapchat. So I had to put them back on. So, yeah, there's a lot more effort gone into the picture. So I hope it was appreciated.
You must see the reaction. People go mad for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then I realised that I'm wearing girls' knickers, and I'm thinking, is this really what I want online for the rest of my life?
If you've just tuned in, we are talking to Alfie Days about him wearing his girlfriend Zoella's knickers, just in case. I mean, if you just switched on, it would be a weird conversation.
I've never done that with my girlfriend.
Have you never?
Yeah, I don't think anyone else has.
Do you have a conversation about it before?
Does she know?
Yeah, she knows, yeah.
But did she know before you did it?
No.
Oh, good.
You didn't say, I've had this idea.
No, that would have been even worse if she walked in. Alfie, what are you doing? I'm like, it will be clear in a second.
Chris
wants to carry on with this, so let's go.
What is the weirdest thing she's ever caught you doing? Is that it?
Yeah, that's definitely... What else could beat that?
I don't know.
Not much.
Have you been caught doing anything like that?
I'm racking my brains now, actually. Oh, this is one we can come back to. Because, that's a question. Scott, what's the weirdest thing you've been caught doing?
I don't want to say. But I think this is a perfect topic for maybe another show. So we're about to play Inuda Bingo. We can't be getting into that. Alfie, your book is out now. How many books is this now?
This is the third one.
Third one. It's called The Scrapbook of My Life. Tell us a bit about it if maybe people haven't got it yet.
Yeah. So I film every day of my life and upload it like a daily journal on YouTube. And I've done this for about 2 or 3 years now, but nobody's experienced or knows what's gone on before YouTube. So I wanted to do, it's not technically like an autobiography, but it's just like a messy journal scrapbook kind of thing that I've written about stories and things that have happened to me throughout my life.
Yeah. What's the kind of craziest story in there, or the one that will make people go, really?
I think, there's an app that comes with it, and when you hold your phone over it, it plays my childhood videos, depending on what I'm talking about.
Wow.
So there's videos of me, like, in the bath, in the garden, like, when I'm, like, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
There's a video of me dancing in a dress to Spice Girls.
It's a theme.
Yeah, there we go.
That's cool, isn't it?
That's well good. I've got to be honest, I didn't know you could do that with books.
Yeah.
Sort of get involved with an app as well.
Yeah, yeah. So it like recognises the page and pops the video up on your phone.
That's so good.
That's cool, isn't it?
But I would have expected that from
you. But now there's even more embarrassing content.
Yeah.
So
there's not much of your life that people haven't seen, is there?
No.
No, that's all right.
I don't know if that is all right.
That's why he was like, yeah, I'll play Inuda Bingo in boxes today. It's absolutely fine.
I can't believe you haven't been here to play this yet. Now, you've played it in other videos.
Is there no, like, knickers I could wear instead of these?
Listen, we can make that happen.
Next time, Alfie.
Alfie, let's get you round the office just asking people. It's kind of weird, but might work.
Right, lads, we are about to play Inuda Bingo. So if you'd like to take the positions over there, the water is very cold. Please don't swear. And if you want to watch this, you can do in a minute on the Radio 1 website. Alfie Days is here on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's madness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, wow. It just feels so good to have it back after the hiatus. Alfie Days is here. He has played Innuendo Bingo online before in his own time, but he's now here where it all started, where it begins. The home of Innuendo Bingo, Radio 1, and we're delighted to have you on today, Alfie. You're prepared to get a little bit wet, right?
Yeah, fully prepared now.
Mm.
You look like you're ready. He's in his boxes.
I look like I'm about to go swimming.
Yeah.
You look like you've forgotten your kit for PE.
<He does. laughs> Sorry, miss. Okay, right. So, you'll hear some clips of Innuendo Bingo from TV and radio. The game used to be you had to hold the water in, but we don't really do that anymore. And there is a bin there, which is absolutely useless. No one uses it anymore. Mm. But some of the greats have spat into that bin. Will Ferrell, Mark Wright.
Gerald Butler. Lauren Pope.
Yeah, so many. Okay, so, Alfie Days, Innuendo Bingo. Lads, if you could take a considerable amount of water in your mouths, please.
Remember, at the start, the first...
Your face is just going to make me laugh.
Yeah. Well, that's rude.
That I can just tell.
The first sort of boosh in the face, it's cold.
Is it really cold?
It's cold and it gets you.
Yeah, but then you get used to it.
Can we not have warmed these up?
Oh, darling. Can we have room temperature, please?
We should have got someone to just warm them. Do you know what I mean? Just
someone holding
the
hands.
Yeah.
Well, once again, when we do it in your girlfriend's knickers next time, we'll get it warmed up for you. Okay, right. So, here we go. And we start with The Nation's Railway on BBC Four. Now, I really wish I was around in these crazy... What, Chris? Sorry, Alfie, this often happens.
It's just good to be back.
Isn't it? Okay, hold it in. No, you can take another one if you want.
Did you just have a drink?
Yeah, just to wash it around a bit. Oi, you look like a chipmunk when you're full of water there.
Great.
Thanks.
Water, please. Now, I think we can all agree that we wish we were around in these crazy olden days. Listen to what the doctors used to prescribe to you.
And hence why so many travelogues were made about various locations around the UK.
My doctor once said to me, there's nothing wrong with you that a blow on the coast won't cure.
Chris, that was a gentle spray there, rather than a...
I dropped my cup.
Big spurge. That's what they used to say back in the day.
There's nothing wrong with you that a blow on the coast won't cure.
Thank you to Howard for sending that one in. I love that we've got listeners called Howard. Water, please.
Howard is such a standard name.
I know, I love it. Thanks, Howard. Now, we're going to BBC Two.
I just got myself.
You've messed yourself there, look. It's Flog It on BBC Two. And presenter Paul Martin. Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Martin is talking to an antiques expert. Now, I've got no idea what they're looking at here, but I do hope they didn't send the photos to the wrong people.
We've sent images, and the people we've sent images to, they're good in the field of cocks.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was full force there from Stark. Full force. See, that's what it's like. Please get him back on the next one. They were talking about English... landscape painter David Cox there.
Yeah, good in the field of Cox.
Lillian Banger spotted that one. More water, please, on Alfie Days, Innuendo Bingo. You can watch this online right now. Just press the massive button that says play on the Radio 1 website. Now it's over to a new favourite from ITV's Coronation Street. They're very close now. Very, very close. Their faces are close. Poor Mary on Corrie is not having a good time. However, Mary has a no-nonsense technique to... What happened there? You're just staring each other out. Yes, Alfie, got him right back.
I think it's just the name Mary.
Mary. Mary from Corrie.
Oh.
Here we go, water, please. As I said, Mary is about to cheer herself up, no end.
It is not a caravan. It's a motorhome, for your information. And I don't live in it anymore. I don't live anywhere anymore. How's that, Mary? Oh, nothing a milky coffee and a nice finger can't sort out.
Wow.
Oh, how'd you get it down my back?
Oh, Mary.
Oh, nothing a milky coffee and a nice finger can't sort out.
Mm. Now, let's go to dogs. It's Crufts on BBC Two, and it's the final of Crufts. And they're talking about Gem, a potentially prize-winning dog who isn't phased at all by something that, frankly, I'm absolutely terrified of.
What do you think to Jen?
Well, she's a wonderful, wonderful example of the breed. Short and compact, Spitz-like in every detail.
And not remotely phased by the big ring.
Mate. That was full face there from Alfie to Stark. He's not used to it. Normally people just don't. They don't go in as much as you are right now. Chris, can you not see?
Hmm?
Can you see?
In my left eye, it's slightly. You went in hard there. Mm.
And not remotely fazed by the big ring.
I just hate performing in a big arena myself. Thank you, Laura, for sending us that one. Water, please.
Intense game, this, isn't it?
Quite refreshing. Next, it's the FA Cup on BBC One. And here's an interview with Jurgen Klopp. Is that right?
Attempt the name again.
Jurgen Klopp.
I like that you're not sure how to say it.
No.
So you just, yeah. It's good enough.
Water, please. And what I love about Jurgen Klopp, and in fact, all European football managers, is how kind of open and honest they are.
Have you ever done a pre-match interview in a tea room before, Jurgen?
For sure. For sure. You cannot imagine where I played by myself.
Oh, Jurgen Klopp.
You cannot imagine where I played by myself.
Declan and County Down spotted God, that. Why are you jumping up and down, Chris?
It's really gone through.
Is it gone cold now?
It's really seeped through.
How are the boxers holding up, Alfie?
I think they were secretly swimming drunks. They're good.
Right, good.
Are they?
Water, please. Now, as this is the original home of Inyo de Bingo, I think it would be wrong not to play a classic at this point. So let's go over to Gardener's World.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
No.
That's an actual plant.
No, it's not.
It is. It is a plant.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden.
Yeah.
The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
That's an actual one. Next, it's the Six Nations, Wales versus Italy on BBC One. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Just 18 minutes into the game, there's an extraordinary twist.
Carlo, you're opinion to that scrum?
Binding on there. Andrea Lovotti is under massive amount of pressure. He can't long bind because it exposes his chest. Samson Lee's on the right angle. He's coming straight on the hooker.
I think you must have missed that one, mate.
I didn't hear that one.
Okay. Alfie, you can refill and I'll play it to you again.
He's coming straight on the hooker. Right.
It's fine. Liam spotted that one. And finally, on BBC London, I think you'll find that all the newsreaders and weather forecasters on BBC London, they all get on so well, and they even socialise outside of work. Water?
Should we go big on this one?
So they're often together, all the newsreaders and weather forecasters from BBC London, but it sounds like Darren knows more than we do about how newsreader Alice's evening will turn out.
We've got this cloud over us right now. We're going to find some spells of rain. Could be a short, sharp burst of rain. Looks like Alice is going to get wet when she's out clubbing tonight.
Darren!
It looks like Alice is going to get wet when she's out clubbing tonight.
And that... That was Alfie Day's Inyo de Bingo. Are you okay?
Oh.
Do you want to soak him one last time?
I am cold. Which way around?
Alfie, get him one more time. Go. Oh, okay. Now it's just resorted to throwing the water at each other, which is against the rules, of course.
Come on. Alfie, come on.
Yeah.
Pay respect, please.
Wow, Chris has never been wetter. Thank you, Alfie, for taking part
play, mate.
In the original home of Inyo de Bingo. Thank you, Alfie Days.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Funniest Inyo de Bingo ever, says Alice. I love Alfie. And then there's Paris, who says, I bet Alfie's socks are wet. I still want them. You can see him actually on Radio 1 Snapchat right now.
Slightly smelly as well.
A little bit smelly. And not socks I was expecting him to wear, to be honest.
No? What did you expect?
I don't know. Maybe a bit more expensive.
Did you expect him to be wearing his own branded socks?
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Snapchat for the full story. That's going to go viral, mate. I'm telling you, it's going to go viral. Talking of going viral, have you seen that a lot of websites, including Lad Bible and that, have put the president question on from my episode of The Chase?
Oh, yes. I don't want to get this wrong. D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
Yes.
Which I got right. I don't know how. It wasn't a guess. I vaguely remembered D's Nuts in the back of my head. I don't know why. Here's the question.
In 2015, the third-party US presidential candidate had what name? A, Doe's Balls. B, D's Nuts. Or C, Dem Plums.
Oh, the audience love
it. Doe's Balls, D's Nuts or Dem Plums? We need an answer.
Go on, Mills.
Oh, goodness me. It's got to be Doe's Balls. It can't be D's Nuts or Dem Plums.
I think I find it was D's Nuts.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think it might be Muramasa's birthday today. So as a little treat, we've made him track of the day.
What a day. What a huge birthday.
I think it's a coincidence.
That's surely not the only reason.
I don't think that works like that. Any artist like on their birthday, well, can you make me track of the day? It's not going to happen, by the way. If you are an artist that's making music at the moment, this is just a one-off and it's a coincidence just for Muramasa.
Also, don't lie. You know, like when you might go to a restaurant and claim it's your birthday.
Everybody does that now. It's like, oh, it's my birthday. Right, in the restaurants, they are wise to it now.
Yeah, they ID you.
Do they?
Yeah, they'll ask for ID.
Well, how do you know that then?
Don't know.
Yes.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know whether you've seen this thing today about... Well, there's rumours going around that Rebel Wilson is going to play Adele in a movie about Adele. And last night, when Adele was doing her gig at the O2, someone's filmed it and kind of shared it on Twitter. There's quite a lot of swearing in it. But Adele goes, you don't get to make a film without my permission. Shut up, there's no film. Apparently, I've not been to see it, but the talky bits in between Adele's songs are quite spectacular.
So it sounds like there's a film happening, but she's not approved it.
Yeah, well, if she's not approved it, then there is no film.
It's not happening.
Definitely not. Also, most attractive accent for dating. Which one? Out of the whole UK.
Oh, good question. I'm going to go... Oh, no, this is a terrible question.
Every accent in the UK, think about it. Which is the one where people find it the hottest?
I reckon I genuinely don't know.
Okay, the least is Birmingham. That's unfair. I like the Brummie accent. Next, Liverpool, then Mancunian, then Essex, then West Country. People want a posh show. They want received pronunciation,
no.
Which is the classic speech heard from BBC announcers in the 50s. Hello there, would you like to date me? And also, have you seen this today? If you still watch The Simpsons, Smithers has come out as gay and he's looking for a match on Grindr.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, the internet is going crazy for Alfie Day's Innuendo Bingo right now. So many tweets. So much social action happening right now. If you want to see the video of Alfie on Bingo, there's a 360, which is a bit of a treat. So you can see what it's actually like to play Innuendo Bingo. You can basically be Alfie if you go to Radio 1 Facebook. If you just want the compilation of the shots, then Instagram is for you, Radio 1 Instagram. And the full story of why he left his socks behind on the Radio 1 Snapchat.
Yeah, can I give a quick warning with the 360-degree video, though? Because I just went to the toilet in the office and I was trying to watch the video... But you find yourself turning with the phone.
Because obviously, to the toilet in the office.
Well, no, I wasn't having a wee in the office.
I was going to say,
obviously
it wouldn't
went
be
through the
first time.
What do you mean it wouldn't be the first time? Don't bait me out like that.
A couple of Christmases ago.
That's not true. That was the old building. Anyway, the point is, I was looking at the phone, right? I was watching the 360 video. I wanted to turn to have a look at you and turned and nearly crashed into a desk.
Right.
And I just suddenly thought, what you don't want to open yourself up to is any kind of problems that come from people injuring themselves watching Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, well, please do it stationary and not while you're going to a loo in the office.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
What, worse than a wee?
No, I mean, it wasn't a wee in the office.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
All right, how's it going, all right?
Yeah, nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. Whereabouts are you at the moment, please?
In South Wales.
Yes, whereabouts?
Sunny Pembrokeshire.
Lush, okay. And what do you do?
Scaffold inspector.
You're an inspector of scaffold?
Yeah.
Scaffolding.
Top dog.
Yeah, okay. Do you just inspect or do you also erect, Tom?
I used to do a bit of erections.
But now just the inspections?
Yeah, just the inspections.
So how does that work? So you're just going around looking at people's scaffolding?
Yeah, well, the boys put it up and I go around, check it, make sure it's all okay, and then sign it off.
And what's it like? Do you go like, look at that scaffolding.
Yeah. Oh, he's done a good job there.
Look at that.
As you can tell, I'm extremely busy.
Yeah, well, it sounds it, yeah. But listen, welcome to Bangers. Who do you normally choose when this option is in front of you?
Well, it's 50-50, but lately I haven't really been enjoying the bangers. I really need a good banger today.
Oh, You've not been enjoying it? All right, well, there's a bit of honest feedback. I've got this for you. Oh, it's old school, but it's good.
I'm an 80s child, I'm liking it.
80s child, perfect for you then. A bit of Calvin Harris, early Calvin Harris.
Is it him singing in this?
I think it is, as it was on the early ones. Go on, Adam.
It's really high.
I think it's him. He does sing on quite a few.
I can't imagine him singing like this.
Not so much anymore, listen. Yeah, that's definitely Adam.
Yeah, I'm liking the sound of it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
But I've got such a banger today, Scott. Thinking if we're going to have a summer, if it's on the way, this is the perfect song to lead us up to it.
Just check my weather app though, it's rain for next week.
Not if you play songs like this. This is MGMT, Time to Pretend.
It's a tough one, guys.
They're good though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both, you know, pretty summer tunes. I got my windows down, loving it.
Scaffold inspecting.
You're just looking at the scaffold there.
Just admiring the scaffolding.
Oh, look at that. Oh, lovely.
Right, guys.
Yes.
Right, Scott, it's you, mate.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Yes! I liked it back in the day when Calvin used to sing.
Yeah.
Hang on, he was on Summer. That was not that long ago.
This is a banger from Adam.
Do you think Taylor's like, I've heard some of your earlier work. We need to talk about your voice.
His voice amazing. It was acceptable in the 80s.
It's a tune. Calvin Harris. And I win. Again.
That was a tight one, though.
It was, but it's 2 to me this week. Just saying, I'm pointing this out.
Am I losing it? Am I losing it?
You are losing it. No, to be fair, yours was really good. More tomorrow at 2:40. Hey, listen, I don't know whether you've seen the Vamps school run yet. It's really good. Last year, do you remember we had Ollie Mers and Little Mix and Demi Lovato who just picked kids up from school and then faced a kind of load of quite difficult questions from the kids in the back seat? So the school run is back with Grimmy for 3 more episodes. First up, it is James and Brad from the Vamps. Picture the scenario, if you will. So you're there at school waiting to be picked up by your mum and dad. But then James and Brad from your absolute favourites, the Vamps, turn up instead. And then you get in the back, they drive you, and you can ask them pretty much what you want because they can't go anywhere.
Yeah, what I really like about this school run as well, they really do ask all sorts of questions.
I liked it. The questions are great. Go have a look. It's on BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel. It's called The School Run and it's with the Vamps, and there'll be 2 more with Nick Grimshaw in the coming weeks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I found something today on the internet which it's pretty much blown my mind.
Okay.
You know when you're doing interviews with really famous people?
Yeah, it can be very awkward.
It happens here a lot at Radio 1. And sometimes there are a few, like, rules about things that people want and questions that you're allowed to ask or not allowed to ask. Doesn't happen that often, but sometimes if they're a proper big star, there are some rules attached.
Often if they're really famous and they say have a famous boyfriend or girlfriend, sometimes you're told not to talk about them.
Absolutely, yes.
So that it's more about their work than their relationship.
Yeah. There's a document that I have found today online, and I don't know if it's genuine or not, but it's brilliant. And it's exactly the kind of thing we're just talking about. It's rules and things you can and can't say and do when you're in the company of Will.i.am.
Wow. So what do you mean, like, rules?
Okay, so someone has obviously been in his office and they found this document when they're in there, which they've kindly shared on social media. And it's do's and don'ts that you do and don't with Will.i.am.
How did you get hold of this? Has someone sent this to you directly?
I just found it on the internet today. No.
Is this a leak?
No one's leaked it to me. I just found it when I was just having a look on Twitter earlier.
Right.
And like I said, I don't know if it's genuine. And I also want to say, I love Will.i.am. He's been into this show a few times. He's actually brilliant. He's a great interview.
I don't think we've ever been given any rules, have we?
No. So the guy that shared this with the world is a guy called Harry. Harry Wallop. And he is a journalist for The Telegraph. Now, I think he was given this piece of paper which said what you can and can't do when in the company of Will.i.am. And he also has written a bit more about what it's like to go into his Hollywood Bond-type lair, like his office.
Are they just way stricter in America, do you think?
I would say generally yes, when it's a big star.
Also,
there's a lot of people running around with them, generally.
Yeah. And if you're a big star, so big, in fact, that you're big in the UK and America, you're going to have loads and loads of staff, aren't you?
Yeah, but you've seen it when, like, Taylor Swift comes in here, or Rihanna or Justin Bieber. There's a lot of people hanging around who are with them and work for them. So anyway, this guy, Harry, goes into Will.i.am's office in Hollywood, and he's taking pictures, and he's kind of revealing to us what it's like. So the building is called The Future for no other reason than when you meet Will.i.am, he's able to say to you, welcome to the future. Then, this is my best bit, when he's taking a picture of it as well. When you go to the loo, you are confronted by not just a normal toilet, but by a series of buttons on the walls that control the Japanese Toto toilet.
Whoa, so it's all designed by Will.i.am?
I imagine so.
It's a Will.i.am toilet.
So can I go through the buttons with you on the toilet system here?
Yeah.
So you've got your full flush. These are all on the top of the machine. Your light flush, oscillating, pulsating, which I'm intrigued by, and a dryer as well after you're done.
That sounds pleasant.
So that it does, doesn't it? I'd quite like to have that. So that's on the top. And then on the front of the toilet, the Japanese Toto, you get position, so you can, like, position yourself exactly where you want. Then you've got pressure. Then you've got front cleansing and rear cleansing. And a big button marked stop in case it all gets a bit too much.
So hang on, can you talk me through this celebrity toilet? You'll know better than me.
I've never seen one of these.
Oh, right. So if you sit on this, I understand the rear cleansing element. But if you're sat on the loo and you select front cleansing, what happens?
Also, I'm going to the loo to go to the loo. I'm not sure. I mean, it's lovely being rear cleansed and all, but most toilets don't do that, right?
No. But I am intrigued. Sorry to labour this point, but the front cleansing option to the toilet, what goes on there?
I don't know. I mean, make up your own mind about that.
I can't even imagine. Is it like a car wash?
It is.
Is it?
It is kind of car washy.
These sort of cushion things come out. And
yeah.
I just can't imagine it.
I'm going to put a picture of this on my Instagram because the toilet controls in themselves are brilliant. But this is not even the best of it. The best of it is the document which I have here, which has been shared by this Telegraph journalist. And the title of it, Tips for Maximising Your Interview Time with Will.i.am. It's brilliant. I reckon this goes on all the time, but generally we don't get to see it, right?
Mm.
So in a minute, I'm going to go through some of the best bits of this A4 document, which you might need if you are going to meet Will.i.am in the next few days or weeks. I mean, it's quite likely, isn't it? For everybody out there.
Just in case.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Just talking about this A4 sheet of paper that, if genuine, I believe you get presented with before you interview megastar Will.i.am. A guy called Harry's put this online. He was about to interview him. Now, I've interviewed him before. To be honest, I have never seen this piece of paper. It wasn't presented to me. And apparently the guy that posted it later had dinner with Will.i.am and said he was utterly charming and looked a bit amused and also a bit appalled when he got told about this piece of paper.
So do we think it's just one of his many staff?
Yeah, he probably knows nothing about it.
Right.
But his staff make sure that you're fully prepped for your time with Will.i.am off of the Black Eyed Peas. Now, I've got one of my American friends to read this out so we can all enjoy it. Are you ready?
Okay, and these are the rules. These are the rules that have been issued.
Yeah, imagine you've turned up at his office called The Future and you get presented with this piece of paper and you're 5 minutes away from the interview. You've got to take all this in, all right?
I'd be so nervous. The thing is about meeting someone like Will.i.am, he is really famous. So I'd be really worried at that instance that, you know, you've got questions in your head, you want to come across nice, don't you?
This would make you more nervous, definitely, if you got presented with this piece of paper. Here we go.
Tips for maximising your interview time with Will.i.am.
Okay, there's a question mark there. Try again.
Tips for maximising your interview time with Will.i.am.
That's it. That's the badger. Okay, are you ready for the tips?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what you'd be reading through while in a waiting room for Will.i.am.
Assume he will know exactly who you are and what you write about. No need to go into details about your outlet, your personal background. A member of the PR team will introduce you, say hello, sit down, and get started.
So have you got that? So you'll be introduced by a PR person, you say hello, you sit down, and you start right away. And also, no personal background stuff. This is not like the Mila Kunis interview where you tell him about your mates in Watford.
Mm. What an incredible instruction. Assume he knows everything about you.
Yeah.
Is that, but he definitely doesn't.
No, but actually, when he came in here, he was like, hey, Scott, and he knew stuff about the show. He's good at that. It's like he gets briefed or he finds it out before. Ready for your next tip?
Okay.
Questions should be one sentence. Straightforward questions. Refrain from editorializing about the subject / theme prior to asking a question that will clutter the conversation. Do not ask him to react to what other outlets have written about him in the past. If he asks you to repeat or restate a question, this indicates that you need to ask crisper, more direct questions.
Maybe he just hasn't understood the question.
That's because your questions aren't crisp enough or direct enough.
So one sentence only for Will.i.am, Scott.
One sentence questions, please. And also, don't ask him to talk about what he's been asked about before. Like, oh, are you going to leave The Voice? He doesn't want to know.
So you're not allowed to ask him any questions about anything you may have read about him.
That's it.
But where else are you meant to learn about Will.i.am?
Get your own new questions.
Right. I'm going to write this down, actually. This could be useful for future.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of information to take in here, but listen to this next bit.
Have your list of questions in hand and keep an eye on it as the interview progresses. You will often answer multiple questions in one reply. Mm. Once you have captured the information, avoid asking questions that will require repeating the same information already shared.
I've had a nightmare like this before. Because they do give you, like, long replies, I've got nervous before and I'd be like, So what was it like hanging out with Beyonce? And they're like, I answered that in the last question. It's the worst thing. Because you're not listening, you're not concentrating to what they say.
It's true. Going back to that Mila Kunis interview, there was one point where I asked her a question about the film and then she went on for like a minute or two just talking. She literally answered every question about the film in that little section. And then I was looking at the list of questions that I did have and I was thinking, I have nothing more to ask.
Yeah, and there's nothing more terrifying when you're doing an interview of thinking, right, so all the questions they've just answered and my cupboards are bare. I have nothing more. What am I going to talk about now? Stress.
So what do you do in that instance, Scott? Do you know what I mean? If your cupboard is bare, you've got no other questions, what are you expected to do?
Well, this might help, this next bit.
For music references, he is a 7-time Grammy Award winner, the frontman of the Black Eyed Peas, and has a solo career hip-hop artist. Please do not use rapper. He is the first music artist to beam a song back from Mars.
Is that why you don't use the phrase rapper?
He doesn't like rapper. Do not call him a rapper. Hilarious that he says he knows nothing about this as well. Mm. There's someone from his team that's like sending this out to people all the time. He has no idea.
I don't know what you're meant to refer to him as then. Space musician?
He'd probably quite like that.
write that down.
This is actually ridiculous.
I know. But I reckon there are worse ones out there from other people, but we just don't get to see them. For people like Justin Bieber or someone like that, I think there will be more ridiculous ones than this.
Does it make you worried, though? Because you've got a small staff around you, haven't you? Are you not concerned that one of those people are sort of giving these rules to people before an interview?
Well, if they are, I will just deny all knowledge of it. I didn't know they were sending that out. Oh. It's a bit like when I met Britney Spears.
Did she have rules?
Yeah, there wasn't a piece of paper, but we got taken into a room beforehand and told what we were and weren't allowed to do. And it was a lady called Felicia, who's worked with her for years, and she's like, some days Britney can be a real chatty Cathy. Other days, she won't want to speak. We don't know what day it is today. So be prepared for both. That was one of them.
And were you prepared for both?
Yeah, she wasn't a chatty Cathy that day.
Oh, no. Is this something I can help with for you then? Would you like some rules issue? Because I guess the main point is it cuts down the time you have to spend with absolutely anyone, cuts down the conversation that you have to have. Do you know what I mean? You can get on with the important things in your day. Like, I don't know. Making yourself look good and counting your money.
I hate to break it to you, Chris. I'm not that famous. I won't be needing this. I've just thought of another thing as well about Britney. You get told where you're allowed to place your hand.
And where was it?
It's like, here's fine, here is not fine. So on like just the tip of the shoulder, fine if you're having a picture.
On the near shoulder.
Yeah, near shoulder. Do not do a reach around. That is not allowed. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's that time of week. I can't believe we're here already. It's Charlie Slaw.
Ouch.
The noises are getting more.
Yeah, I'm working on new ones, 2016 and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, I was in the lift, the One Extra lift, you know, which plays One Extra yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a woman in there did not like your show.
Really?
Oh.
Funny that, I wasn't on yesterday, family, so...
Oh, was it not you?
That's probably why.
Was it Nick Bright? It was more the music rather than the presenter.
Actually, talking about listening to radio shows, I was listening to you guys on the way into work today, and I was highly impressed by that guy whose job it is to inspect erections. I thought that was a sick job.
I know, Scaffolder from South Wales.
Bad man.
Tom, and he picked the right song, which was my one, of course.
I agree, the Calvin record, I agree.
It's did you agree with that?
Yeah, I did.
Not MGMT, no?
No.
Going back to the lift thing, I've been in the lift before where people have been complaining about your show.
Really?
Yeah, but they're not the listeners that he wants.
Yeah.
They're all Pam from accounts, aren't they?
30 plus, no can do, cuz.
They are, though. They're probably in the lift now going, who's this man with a silly voice?
Oh, gosh.
Bog off back to Radio 4 then.
In it, cuz. Tell them, Millsy. Yeah.
Don't have to like it, do you?
In it.
Just because you're in a lift, you have to pass comment. I actually work there and I'm quite proud of working there.
I know already.
All they'll right. be passing comment right now. They'll be looking at each other with smug faces.
Yeah. Listen to them on Radio 1.
So childish.
Yeah, it's a bit childish. Anyway, let's play today's Real or No Real with Charlie Slaw.
Hollywood actress Gwyneth Paltrow pays for bumblebees to sting her.
What?
That is cruel.
Why?
Because once a bumblebee stings you, he's dead. Ain't no coming back.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
See, is that true?
That's true. That is a fact. Once a bumblebee stings you, it's dead. Gone. It leaves a sting in you.
So they're
it's
not
gone.
That, they're not that keen on stinging you,
no,
really.
No, that's
they?
Why they don't sting you unless you really, really provoke them.
Unlike wasps, who are just dirty. Hate them. Angry things.
Don't
know. Wait, why do you think she's... What's the point
of that, mate? Why is she doing that, then? Is that a beauty thing?
I don't know. It could be. It's a bit like... what's that vampire facial? Have you seen them, Charlie Sloth?
What's that?
Where they take blood from other bits of your body and then put it on your face.
It's the extreme lengths some people will go to for so-called beauty tips. Yeah. And a load of it is complete nonsense.
Nonsense.
Well, you say that.
But people are always looking for new ways, and I worry this is what she's done. This might be a kind of beauty thing, and a Hollywood beauty tip.
I reckon that you're well into those, Charlie Sloth. You just don't let people know.
I'm not really into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you said once that when we were feeling a bit peaky, a little bit ill, we were going to go and have vitamins inserted together, weren't we?
I didn't get it done. You did.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
And I felt better for it. Yes. But does Gwyneth Paltrow pay for bumblebees to sting her?
Maybe she's going for the Charlie Sloth look and she wants to get that obese look going on, because I know when you get stung, you swell up. There's a lot of swellage. You know
that's
what I mean?
Your excuse, is it?
It's quite rude, isn't it? First day back, already getting attacked by the Milsonator.
I'll tell you what.
The Milsonator.
You're a good looking guy, Charlie.
Thanks,
what is a top Charlie Sloth beauty tip?
I don't know, mate. I'm naturally beautiful. You
thing
get
is,
me?
I don't think you're going to age. You're just always going to look young.
Fat don't crack, baby.
Well, you said that. But that's not the reason. I just think you've got a young face.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's all good for you. Like, because you're, what, 35 or something?
I'm 28, famalam.
Yeah, right.
Well, please. 28. What are you trying to do to my brand?
Yeah,
what are you trying to do to my brand? Leave my brand alone. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Leave my brand alone. That's my new favourite one. Use that more.
Gwyneth Paltrow pays for bees to sing her, real or no real.
Go on, Chris, you go first.
I'm going to go... It's kind of weird thing people in Hollywood would do. I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say no real. I can't believe this is true.
That one is real.
Wow. That's right. She now employs bees to sting her. They're part of the payroll. All in the name of skin perfection. It's a skin treatment that dates back thousands of years. It's called apitherapy. And it's like, yeah, sting me. Go on.
You know, she wouldn't get away with that over here in the UK. There would be uproar. There would be absolute outrage. Did you know that honey is our biggest export?
Is it what?
Is it
fact?
Is it
fact?
I don't know if that is a fact.
No, that is a fact. Honey is the
biggest export.
It's our biggest export. I'm a man of facts out here. Not facts, facts.
We're getting it checked. And whilst we do, Scott, you may have sold a few Pams from accounts that have been on.
Sorry, Pam. Oh.
And various other accounts people.
Yeah, but I was talking about the ones here.
You're talking about specifically BBC.
Yeah, the ones that don't like Radio 101 Extra in the lift.
Yeah.
Not you.
Sharon and Tracy.
Sorry, Pams. And next.
Denim coloured hair is the latest trend taking the fashion world by storm.
Denim coloured hair. Or is that just blue?
So blue. Yes.
Nah, but denim's not always blue, is it?
Now, Charlie, when you lift your hat off, you do look a little bit funny. Because,
what do you mean funny?
Well, because people aren't used to seeing you without your hat on, and you look like...
Can we see it now? I mean, you obviously can't see it on the radio. Go on.
Here we go.
See that?
God, it is Kim Jong-un, isn't it?
Oh, right, you've named him.
It is, that thing there. Or is it Ill?
Didn't name him last week.
Who's the current one, Ill or Un?
That's... Anyway.
Anyway, he looks that.
Right.
Picture it.
So, with your hair, Charlie, if we turn that blue, I'm just wondering what it would look like.
That is so rude. I'm looking at a picture of a man like Kim right now. Yeah. I know nothing like him.
Man like Kim Jong-un, there is. Yeah, no, same hair.
Really. Okay.
Did you take a picture of the Korean dictator into the hairdresser? Like, could I have that, please?
Hey!
Fine. And going back to the hair thing. So, if Charlie was to have blue hair, might actually suit, mightn't it?
I might do that.
Oh, please do.
Remember when Grimmy done that?
Yeah.
He looked good on Grimmy, didn't he?
Well, he's blonde at the moment.
He looks good whatever colour his hair is. Mm. So, would you have denim colour hair? And is this a thing, do you think?
Well, it's the latest trend. If it is the latest trend, I've not seen one person with it.
I've not seen one person with denim hair.
I haven't.
Mad thing.
And we live in that London.
So I don't know if it is. And surely Grimmy would have his hair coloured denim.
Sick.
If
denim
it wasn't
hair.
Trend. Yeah. Hello, Greg James.
Greg James!
I just wanted to come and say hello because, Charlie, when you take your hat off, you look like Cartman when he takes his hat off.
That is so rude. That is so rude.
Well, so you're happy with Kim Jong-un but not happy with Cartman?
No, I mean, Cartman's not even a real person. He's a cartoon.
You do look a bit cartoony.
If people can't imagine what it looks like, it's when Cartman takes his hat off. It's exactly that.
Oh, my God. That is so rude. So rude.
Bye.
Bye, love.
Bye. Cheers, darling.
Honey's not in the top 10 export list at all.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. Oh, my God. Don't make me get my book out.
Okay.
What book?
Might be time to wheel you
export
out soon.
Export book.
Denim hair, real or no real? Anybody?
No real.
Anybody?
Fan.
I'm going to go... Well, no real. No one's doing it.
That one is real.
Okay. So the denim hair trend has seen men and women dyeing their locks a distressed shade of blue to match their favourite pair of jeans. It's an apparent cross between the rainbow hair and oil slick trends, combining your blues, your purples and your greys to create a denim hue. Gonna get it. And finally,
scientists in California are expected to unveil their new invention this summer, the invisibility cloak.
Wow. Now, I think this one's true. In fact, I know this is true. Yesterday, man was in Malta. We had a barbecue, yeah, for breakfast. I had this cloak, yeah. My bridging turned around.
Don't tell me. You're not telling me it made you look invisible, because that's not true.
That is so rude. No, what I was going to say is that 1 minute the food was there, cloak over it, boom, vanished. Gone. Steak, burgers, sausages, gone. Ribs, gone.
Leave my brand alone.
Hey, that was quick. Who done that?
Leave my brand alone.
So there's an invisibility cloak which is going to be out this summer off of scientists in California.
I mean, that will be very slimming, won't it? Actually.
From a size 16 to nothing.
Invisibility tent.
Go on.
Real or no real?
I've actually seen some video where they made a car disappear, and they did it using loads of tiny screens that mirrored, using cameras and screens that mirrored its environment. True story.
Cool story as well.
Yeah, really cool.
True story.
Real or no real? Invisibility cloaks. It's going to happen by the summer.
Well, if they do bring one out, you'll definitely be buying, won't you?
Yeah, 100%.
You love a gadget.
I know.
Is that a gadget? I suppose it is. So I think this one... Oh, no, this is... But that would be completely... That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No. What? Lies!
But... A recent study by scientists in Munich has concluded real invisibility cloaks will always have to stay in the realm of fiction, I'm afraid.
Really?
Whatever's invented, there will always be a whisper of what lurks beneath.
Wow. If you could go invisible for one day, where would be the first place you would visit?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it, Charlie? And probably not one that we'll debate right now.
I'd
Are you ready
not.
To roll?
Well, I wanted to talk about this invisibility thing because I've got a great theory of the best place to visit. Why are you wheeling me out? I ain't finished yet. I didn't even told you.
Got any guests today?
Oh, my God. Wait until you find out who's on my show today. You're not going to believe it. Chat show super queen Oprah Winfrey's on my show today.
Clearly we're talking about I got 20. Charlie got nothing.
Leave my brand alone.
More tomorrow from 1 o'clock, including day 3 of the return of Innuendo Bingo with Laura Whitmore.